He gets to the Shabbos table and somebody says, oh, I forgot to take off challah. So the chutzlar is, if this challah is chutzlar, which is more lenient, oichum the Shabbos, manichum chaticha achas, matrishim menu challah, mot the Shabbos. Tremendous kiddush. You're allowed to eat this challah the entire Shabbos, leave off a little bit, and mot the Shabbos, then you'll be mafresh the challah. That's because it's such a lenient challah, it permitted this. Tzricha shetei chaticha, you'll have to shemenu challah, yishomim menu oichum. You can't just leave the man to take mafresh challah, because challah always has to be challah of something else. So let's say you eat the whole challah and you leave behind two kazaisim, and one kazais you mafresh as challah, another kazais is you make it. The finish issue on the koim has to be clear that some other part that is not challah. Erev Pesach challah is the Shabbos. Shoch lavish challah and the challah shoffel with the Shabbos. So now this person is stuck Erev Pesach and it's Shabbos. And we're going to have to get rid of all this chametz because the morning everything's in kamosa. So it wasn't mafresh challah. There was an avucha gedoyla. The whole big discussion, is there some way to mafish on Shabbos to prevent these from having to be burnt? Okay, so, go easily, Zoga, or Shabbos, Naskalo, Hashosh, Shalom. One should be careful to remind the household to be mafish Shabbos.